tale of Bobby Klein, who used to be a preacher on a baseball line. When this war began, he went. Bobby said he'd rather be a wench than a cent. Over there, baseball he played. So they put him in the bomb brigade. He bounced a bum off a German's nose. And you ought to hear the German call it Bobby's nose. Who did that? Bobby the Bummer used to be a pitcher on a baseball nine. He hit that German such a clout. St. Peter said, three strikes, you're out. In the thickest of the fray, Bobby ran across a mule one day. Poor old mule was hungry too. Little Bobby knew just what to do. Camouflage some bombs with hay. Mule ate 10 bombs right away. Among the Huns, Bob turned him loose. And all he seen, he tried a little flag of truce. Who did that? Bobby the Bummer used to be a pitcher on a baseball nine. The Germans kicked the mule in the chest. The bombs inside him did the rest. Bobby curved the German's curse. He didn't even let the German get through first. Through a nail laid by a knoll. When it landed, all the Germans hollered, "Foul!" Bobby's captain said he, "I'll promote him to the cavalry." When he got the happy news, Bobby said, "I'm sorry, but I must refuse." Who did that? Bobby the Bummer used to be a pitcher on a baseball nine. He said, "When I chase the enemy, I'll drag no horses after me." Bobby tried to get some dope, looking at the Germans through his periscope. Saw a game of cards begun, pinochle, 10 cents a hun. While the cannon shot and shelled, one fat hun began to melt. "I'd bet 350 now," he said. And as he did, a little bomb took off his head. Who did that? Bobby the Bummer used to be a pitcher on a baseball nine. He looked at the cards and yelled, "Hooray!" He wouldn't have made it anyway.